The following message is by Pastor John Piper. More information from Desiring God is available at www.desiringgod.org.
The two old men stared quietly and smiled about the memory of years in Babylon. Meshach was almost blind, but in the back behind those milky eyes, his mind was clear as mountain air, the kind of air that lets you see almost forever. Daniel used to boast about his friend. If I should die, the king could easily rely on Meshach for some brilliant words to make his fingernails like birds. And they would laugh, the four of them, and think about Jerusalem and parents who had taught them well and perished when the city fell. That was a long, long time ago. Abednego was dead. So was Shadrach. Daniel still remained as strong as though he had been trained to stand up like a cedar tree against the Persian world. Now he and Meshach spent their days in town and village telling the renown of God. And in the evening they would ponder over years and pray and sometimes feel the loss of friends so deeply they would weep. "It mends more slowly than I thought it would," Meshach would say. "But God is good." This night, the mood was very calm, and memory was like a balm of healing peace spread over all the loss and pain. Can you recall the time when Zion was a joy and crown and you were just a boy? Meshach inquired. "I can. Can you?" Old Daniel smiled. "You know, it's true, Meshach, that you could memorize the Torah best. Of all the tries that I would make, you always knew another line by heart. Did you know I was last of all our class? The rabbi barely let me pass." "Of course I knew. I watched you all the time. You'd stare into the wall as though there were a window there and never cheated once. No snare, as I recall, had ever caught your foot when we were brought to Babylon. And I was just remembering your dad. He must have been a noble man. Was there a way he built your heart to care more for the truth and honesty and law of God than luxury? I mean, to live with you has been an awesome thing. For Daniel, in these 60 years, I have never seen you act or speak except with clean and holy principles, and stake your life time after time to make some truth or purity outshine the meager worth of rank and wine and even life itself. Can you recall? What did your father do?" "There was a day," Daniel replied, "that I will not forget. He died at Babylon's first strike. And I had half an hour with him to try to stop the bleeding with some strings. At 15 years, there are some things a boy would like to hold, but not the body of his father shot." Of all the things he might have said, he quoted Psalm 15. He'd read it to me countless times before. It was the garment that he wore around his faith and hope. He said, "Son, love not ease, nor much the bed, nor station rank or human praise, nor pleasures that the wine repays, nor wealth or power from below, nor life above the God you know. Thus says the Lord, my son, who swears for good and does not change, but bears the threat of man, will dwell with God and know the blessing of his rod. Meshach, I swore that moment I would never lie, nor ever try to make my life more pleasant through deceit, nor ever twist what's true or bend the rule of God that some fictitious benefit might come. So you are right. My father left me fatherless, but not bereft of rectitude or reverence. It was a great inheritance." "It was indeed, Daniel. And I, for one, can surely testify that you were not the only heir of this great legacy. For there have been 10,000 Jews who year by year have heard the news that Babylon with all its might cannot bend Daniel from the right. Your father's legacy has fired the flame of honor and inspired the courage of a million deeds against the stream of pagan creeds with all their lures and steamy breath. and puny threats of pain and death. The whole world knows what you have done within the court of Babylon. And I, my friend, for all these years have lit my fire and calmed my fears by watching you. And now tonight, within my eyes, I still see light stream down the memories and feel the fire ignite my faith and seal the certainty that you were sent and every pagan threat was meant to magnify the power and truth of God, though you were but a youth. I see a Jewish boy with tears of loss still on his face and fears of what might come. I see him stand and face the guard and lift his hand and say to Ashpenaz, I will not drink your wine, nor fill my stomach with your royal food, nor let my tongue and heart be wooed away from Moses and my God for fear of some Chaldean rod. Again, I see a banquet hall and King Belshazzar over all and drunk before 1,000 lords, exalting gods made out of gourds and lifting up a toast to hell with chalices from Israel. I see the writing on the wall and suddenly the merry ball is terror-stricken. What could mean Mene Tekel Upharsin? And then I see a young man dare to stand alone for God and there to lift his voice and say, was it not pride that made your father sit insane for 7 times and eat grass like an ox? Until that seat taught him that kingdoms built by men God gives to whom he will and when. And now, Belshazzar, read the script of God. Is not the finger dipped in blood? Your days are numbered short. You have been weighed with all your court, like dust upon the scales your deeds. Tomorrow come the mighty Medes. And finally, I see a man of prayer. He reads the royal ban that says, if anyone should pray to heaven's God that very day, he will be stopped by watchful men and thrown into the lion's den. I see him read, then rise and take his place in open view to make his prayer. And Meshach, do you know the prayer I made? I said, below the heavens there is none I love more than my dad, and none above more than my God. And if it costs me everything, and if I lost my life, I will not cease to flood with praise the day my father's blood sealed me for truth and righteousness. With all my heart, O God, I bless the day my father died and left me fatherless but not bereft of rectitude or reverence. It was a great inheritance. And so it was and is today. A legacy to light the way where little love is spent on truth and many fathers fail the youth. O God, as we light candle too, ignite a fire for what is true. May Daniel's flame burn bright today and fire us young and old to say that whether we survive or not, we will do right no matter what.
Thank you for listening to this message by John Piper, pastor for preaching at Bethlehem Baptist Church in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Feel free to make copies of this message to give to others, but please do not charge for those copies or alter the content in any way without permission. We invite you to visit Desiring God online at www.desiringgod.org. There you'll find hundreds of sermons, articles, radio broadcasts, and much more, all available to you at no charge. Our online store carries all of Pastor John's books, audio, and video resources. You can also stay up to date on what's new at Desiring God. Again, our website is www.desiringgod.org. Or call us toll-free at 1-888-346-4444. 4700. Our mailing address is Desiring God, 2601 East Franklin Avenue, Minneapolis, Minnesota, 55406. Desiring God exists to help you make God your treasure, because God is most glorified in us when we are most satisfied in Him.